Item number six, Virginia Electric and Power Company, number 18-0353. Thank you, sir. Yep.
This project is Virginia Electric and Power Company requesting authorization to cross the Rappahannock River, Flat Run, Mountain Run, Summer Duck Run, Cedar Run, the Rapidan River, and the South Anna Creek with a double circuit, 230 kV/115 kV electric transmission lines suspended between 31 and 73 feet above ordinary high water of those creeks and waterways, and within the existing right-of-way as part of the Remington to Gordonsville transmission project in Fauquier, Culpeper, Orange, and Albemarle counties. The Rappahannock River crossing is protested by one of the adjacent property owners on the river. Okay, we're a little bit further south of where we just were. This is Fredericksburg, so to the north and west. The crossing in question, the line runs generally in this direction. It's an existing power line right-of-way. This would be considered, I assume, a rebuild of that circuit going from three existing 115 kV lines to a double circuit 230-115 line. The new circuits will be combined on single monopoles, which will be erected on the upland along the existing right-of-way and within close proximity to the existing towers. The project will require temporary bridges for construction access, and all the stream and non-tidal areas are to be restored to pre-existing conditions upon completion of the work. All of the lines in this case will be suspended above the waterway. There will be no structures in any of the creeks, as the towers will be on the adjacent uplands, but there still is an encroachment over those state-owned bottomlands. This is the protested crossing. You can actually see this is the right-of-way, this cleared area going up to the river, and then it goes this direction. Project plans showing the crossing of the Rappahannock River, which is objected to. This parcel to the right or east of the river is the Culpeper Butterfly Partners LLC property. The crossing in this location, the lowest of the circuit lines will be 55 feet above ordinary high water. Existing lines within this transmission project are H-frames. They're going to monopoles, a little taller. It can hang multiple circuits on either side of the monopole. Again, this is the property of Culpeper Butterfly. You can see this is Tower 130, Tower 131 as they exist currently. These towers will be replaced with the monopoles, and the line will be strung within that within this right-of-way easement, the river represented right here. Again, the river flows to the north, so as the river flows this way, Culpeper Butterfly's partners, which currently have an easement, or BEPCO has an easement on that property to occupy that right-of-way. And the new towers will be approximately where these towers are going to be. However, the Commission's jurisdiction is limited to the ordinary high water line of the river, and that's what we're here for. Ground shot after not the most recent high water, but a high water event. Again, the river is coming towards us in this location. You can see a trestle bridge just downstream. This is the existing line that will be replaced, or circuits that will be replaced. Again, another look. These are the towers to be replaced on Culpeper Butterfly. The river at the location of this crossing is 175 feet wide, and the lines will be suspended on poles on either side of the waterway, as I mentioned, a minimum of 55 feet above ordinary high water. There are no proposed work bridges at this location. It's my understanding they use a crane and they winch it across. There won't be any construction access, no construction bridges at this location. Mr. Robert E. Currier, Jr., managing partner of Culpeper Butterfly, indicates the project that their company has a strong objection to the project and does not give permission under any circumstances for VEPCO to come on the property to do any work whatsoever. Both Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and Department of Conservation and Recreation identify the Rappahannock River and the Rapidan River as threatened and endangered species waters due to the presence of freshwater mussel species, the state threatened green floater mussel in the Rappahannock, and the federally threatened yellow lance mussel, as well as the green floater, have been documented in the Rapidan. But there is to be no in-stream work at either of these two locations. Again, the line will just be pulled across. Department of Environmental Quality indicates a Virginia Water Protection Permit will be required since the Army Corps of Engineers is not requiring a nationwide permit for this project. That review is ongoing and will address all of the other water quality and environmental concerns along the entire route in the smaller streams, in the non-tidal wetland areas, in the ponds and so forth outside of this agency's jurisdiction. In summary, the proposed rebuild of the power lines in this area appears to be necessary and will result in no direct impacts to state-owned submerged lands within the jurisdiction of the commission. That might be misstated. There will be some impacts in a couple of the other small streams where the temporary bridges are going to be placed, but those are short-term minor impacts, temporary impacts. And those are not the ones objected to by Culpeper Butterfly. All waterways are to be spanned entirely, suspended above the waterway from towers on adjacent areas of private upland property. All work is to be done within the existing right-of-way. Staff believes that the protestants' concerns are more of a legal property access issue and outside the purview of this agency. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors in 28.2.1205 of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with a royalty in the amount of $2,514 for the crossing of two new transmission line circuits over a total of 419 linear feet of state-owned submerged land in the seven jurisdictional waterways mentioned earlier at a rate of $3 per linear foot. And this is in keeping with standard commission policy. I'm here for any questions. VEPCO is here. I'm not sure if the protestant came or not.
All right. Any questions, Mr. Woodard, by members of the commission? Pretty straightforward. Thank you. Virginia Electric and Power Company represented. Do you wish to be heard? Okay. Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
Well, as you stated, it's pretty straightforward. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't move this project forward.
And as Jay indicated, the concerns that have been generated by the letter that we have are outside of the jurisdiction, for the most part, of the Marine Resources Commission.
Right.
So we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve staff recommendation, seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.